The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that when they came into Eretz Yisrael the first year, V'yachlem avar ha'aretz memachas ha'pesach, they only ate from the new tevuah on the first day of Pesach, but mi'ikare lo yachal, but beforehand they did not eat from the new tevuah because it was all aser b'ser chadash, and they couldn't eat it until they brought the Eimer. And it's mavur from the Gemara that the first night of Pesach, lel ha'seder, they were not able to eat matzah from the tevuah of Eretz Yisrael because it was chadash, and it was aser b'ser chadash. So Tosfos in Kiddushin asks a Shtarka Kasha, it's really quoting a Yerushalmi in Challah, he's very bothered, why were they not able to eat the matzah of Chadash, Lel HaSeder? It's true, it's Aser B'Eser Chadash, but we have a klal called Aser D'Chalaisa Seder. So let that say a matzah be Deichev, the lav of Chadash, and they should be able to eat the matzah Shal Chadash during Lel HaSeder for the mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzahs. And Tosfos gives two terutzim. The second terutz is that Gezerah Kazayas Rishon, Atu Kazayas Sheni. It's true that the first Kazayas that you're eating of matzah, that Kazayas will be Deicha, the lav of Chadash. But what if you eat a little bit more? You eat a little bit more, you're not being Mekayim a mitzvah anymore. And that Kazayas Sheni is not able to be Deicha, the lav of Chadash, because there's no mitzvah and you're going to be over in there. So Chadash, it's very hard to be mitzamtam to eat the exact amount. So that's the Teretz of Tosfos. Now this Tosfos, there's a lot discussed about this Tosfos in the Achronim, many Kashas and Terutzim and Pupulim and Chidushim. Based on this Tosfos, I just want to mention briefly three Ha'aras, three Nakudas to the Tachanim and Ma'ara on this Tosfos. The first Kasha is a famous Kasha, B'Shem, the Tumim, and the Shagas Aryeh, discussed by many Achranim, and that is like this. They're bothered that they don't even understand what Tosfos' Kasha is. Let us say of Matzah be Deich, the Lav of Chadash. We have a Gemara in Tumura that we mentioned many times in Yuma and in Sukkah that there are 3,000 halachas or nishtakach b'mei Avlos Shal Moshe. During the Avlos of Moshe, 3,000 halachas of Moshe Messinah were nishtakach, and it's mavur in the Gemara in Yuma that one of those halachas of Moshe Messinah are the shiurim. What is the shiur of a mitzvah? How to be mishayer, how much you have to eat to be mekayim a mitzvah. So it means at that time, b'mei Avlos Shal Moshe, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't know what the shiur of achilas matzah is. They don't know how much to eat. So if you don't know how much to eat, you can't possibly say it's a dachilas say, because if we just a little bit, maybe you didn't eat enough, and therefore you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. It can't be deicha the lav. If you eat, you just keep on eating more and more to be safe, and you for sure got the shiur of the mitzvah, but maybe you're eating more than you have to, and that more that you're eating is going to be a lav of chadash without the mitzvah. So it's impossible to say, so dachalos say, if you don't know what the shiur is, so it's very hard to hear bechlal what is Tosfos' kasha. If you don't know the shiur of matzah, you can't say, so dachalos say. That's one har that chayim have on Tosfos. Another kasha is from the Makne and Kiddushin. He asks another famous kasha that the Gemara says is a klal imsachim that a matzah shall tevel you can't be yotze the mitzvah with besides the issue of mitzvah ababaver because it's exas a kasev that matzah has to do the only potential iser matzah could have is turning into chametz. But once there's another iser as well, you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah, and therefore if it's a matzah shall tevel you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah at all. So based upon that, how could there be havamina to say a seda chalosa say but matzah shall chadash? Forget about a seda chalosa say, being that there's an iser over here other than the potential iser of chametz is an iser of chadash, then it's not a kosher matzah at all. It can't be yotzei mitzvah with that matzah. So lechayr wouldn't be shaykh bechlal to say a seda chalosa say. That's the Machnis Kasha. It's Yadua. There's a famous teretz in this from Mitzvah Panovich and the Zech Yitzchak. There are two dinim and Achilas Matzah Inka Malkam Laharich, but that is another Hara on Tosfos. The last Hara that Achranim ask is really on the teretz of Tosfos, Gezerah Kazayas Rishon, Atu Kazayas Sheni. We're afraid you're going to eat more than you need to when there's no mitzvah to be Deich in that Lav of Chadash. So Rav Elchanan in Kiddushin asks from here on the famous Shita of a guy, and the guy holds is there's a mitzvah of Achilas Matzah called Shiva. Mitzvah kiyumis to eat matzah kol shiva. So who cares if you eat a little bit more? Even that little bit more that you eat, you're mekayim the mitzvah kiyumis of achilas matzah kol shiva, and that should be deicha the lav. Similarly, they ask on the netziv and amik shela that the netziv and amik shela held that any little bit of matzah that you eat, at least below haseder, beyond the shir kazayas, you're mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. And so who cares if you eat more than a kazayas? That little bit more that you eat is also a mitzvah of matzah. So both lefi the netziv, lefi the gra, by going a little bit beyond the shear is not an issue. It's also a kiyum amatzah, and it should be deicha the lav. So what bechlal is the teretz of Tosfos of gezerah kazayas rishon, not to kazayas sheni? Even if you eat more than a kazayas, it's still mekayim the mitzvah. These achronim are assuming that a mitzvah kiyum is also deicha lois to say, which is a whole shaila, but that's the kasha that they ask. Those are three haras on Tosfos, and all of them are discussed by the Stipler and Kiddushin in Simon Lamed Daled. It has a very beautiful shtickle on this Indian, Ein Sham B'Timtzah Nachas.